Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, and I am working. And I did a boo yesterday, and I want to say thanks to George, Hi-Fi George, for the little message he sent me. But anyway, I was going through some, you know, like dark moments there where you're depressed and you just want to be left alone and you don't want connection with people. It's not that I connect with people. I don't know how to explain it, but you know, you just kind of cocoon yourself so your wounds will heal. But anyway, I think I had mentioned something about anger and I haven't gone through it yet. Well, today is one of those days that I am angry, and work is making me angry because I was really busy. I had like 5 people supposedly going out to appointments at 8:15, 2 of which were no-shows, 1 was a cancel, and then I had 2 left, and I had to drive to another town, through 2 towns, actually, to get to where they needed to go. And that took me about a half hour. I am supposed to be back downtown at my starting point at 9 o'clock. It is exactly 9 o'clock. And that person's appointment's at 9:30. And then the other person that I just dropped off in the other town, she called ready. Meaning she's done with her appointment. And it'll be about a half hour, 45 minutes before I get back to her. But anyway, the 2 people that didn't show up, and, you know, I work with seniors, and the one senior, she walks slow, she uses a walker, and she, normally I look at it this way, you know, I've had enough interaction with them to know that when they plan on going somewhere, they are usually in the lobby waiting for their ride. I don't feel I should have to pick up my little work cell phone and have to call them to remind them or to ask them, hey, good morning, sunshine. Are you going to your doctor's appointment today? And then they'll say, oh, I forgot. I'll be right downstairs. Well, you know, they don't move fast. They move slow. So that means I'd have to wait for 10, 15 minutes for them to get clothes on and to do what they need to do and then take the elevator downstairs. Meanwhile, I am having people on the van that are waiting to go to their appointments. And then my coworker, she says, did you call them? No, because I think it is stupid to call them. So imagine, had I called those 2 people and I would have waited, just say 10 minutes. And I've already explained that I am supposed to be someplace at 9 o'clock, and I am still a good 15 minutes away from there. So imagine, add 15 and 10, and there you go. I'd be running really late, and the person whose appointment's at 9:30 would be late. Do you think that's fair to everybody else? No, I don't. And I don't think I should have to call people. So in my review and my evaluation, when work rolls around, once again, I will score myself low for compliance. Everything else, I will score a 4 because I'm good at what I do. I drive for a living. And I do sometimes above and beyond what, like, where is it in my job description that I have to get the boss some unsweetened tea from McDonald's? I don't, but I did. Or, you know, getting ice cream cake for everybody for the 4th of July because, you know, it's hot and it's a holiday. It's not in my job description, is it? No, but I'll do it. So anyway, I'm sure that, you know, my coworker will be upset with me because I don't call the residents. Dowie, well, then I thought too, maybe I should call them the night before and just add to my time and say, I stayed behind more at work so that I can call these people and remind them that tomorrow you have a doctor's appointment. Please be downstairs at the appropriate time. Okay, I'm done now. Laterness, people.